Welcome to another friendly show episode. This is a quick one at Balkan Ruby, and we are here with our host Gennady Samokovalov. And yeah, we'd like to have a chat with you. Like personally, as a conference organizer, I would like to know what does a conference mean to you? Why would you go to a conference? And of course, why put this conference on, like, this amazing one?
Sure. Thank you for having me, guys. So hello everyone. I'm Gennady Samokovalov. I run Balkan Ruby. So, I don't know, the conferences for me kind of started randomly because I went to Uruku in Salzburg back in 2015 and I learned that in Travos, I was like, can it go to Sofia? And it did go to Sofia. We kind of pitched it and it worked. And I really enjoyed that. I really enjoyed the party. I really enjoyed the idea of, you know, this learning in unknown in a very casual setting.
Okay.
So you organized Euruko in Sofia in 2016.
In 2016.
Just okay. Sort of visiting, like, your first conference, and I said, okay, I want this next year.
Yeah, it was like a gimmick. I was like, this thing travels. And I was like, can you try it?
Yeah,
why not?
Yeah.
Let's do it. I was very proactive and eager, and yes, somehow it happened. People voted for us, and with Euruko 2016. We got hooked. It kind of worked for us. It was a good experience, and it gave us a lot of good contacts with speakers. I used to do some open source work. I contributed to Rails a bit, so I had some contacts with the community, and I invited a lot of people, and they came.
Okay,
so
that's great. That's good.
So this was like a good start for me. No.
And back in those ancient times, how many attendees came to Sofia for Euruko?
Like, almost 700. So it was, so the, my first event was a very big one, but it was just, you know, it was the same as Balkan Ruby. Single track conference, 2 days, seven talks a day, something like this.
Okay.
So I got my start in conference organizing with that, and I kind of got hooked because I really enjoy this. It's a lot of work,
yeah,
but it pays.
Yeah.
And it pays emotionally, and I just like it.
Yeah.
So I don't have like a super deeper meaning. I don't want to change the world or something.
Yeah.
Do something good for Ruby. It's more selfish in a bit.
Yeah.
In a way, I really enjoy this. I really enjoy us being here. And now that I have kids, it's getting harder and harder for me to travel.
Yeah.
So just making this here, it kind of makes sense.
You want to go to conferences, so you run your own. So everybody else comes.
Yeah. I really enjoy this, and I think it's good for our community because we get to meet you, folks, and we get to make some contacts. It's not necessarily like a good business for us, but it's good experience for us.
And what is the Bulgarian Ruby community like?
It's kind of small, I think, like everywhere, but not so small. It's pretty good, to be honest. I really enjoy it. As you can see, Božidar, Radu, in this conference, it's good. It's pretty technical. We have, I think, some very interesting technical work that we do. But we don't organize as much. If I don't do events, we probably won't get it.
So the meetup is called Ruby Banica.
So besides Balkan Ruby, I run the local meetup, which is called Ruby Banica.
Okay.
Which a fun story. It's but Euruko started it as well. For Euruko, we ordered way too much Banica, this local pastry. So Banica is this local pastry that we have here in Bulgaria. And we saw that we weren't gonna eat it, but we already paid for it. So we said to the vendor, please don't bake this Banica tomorrow. Just leave those 50 kilos. For us, and you just have it throughout the year.
Oh my god, that's interesting.
And for us to have the Banica throughout the year, we have like 50 kilos of Banica in the backlog of the credit. In credit, so we started this event and we called it Ruby Banica.
That's perfect, that's so awesome.
I think it's a nice name, so it stuck. So we started having Ruby Banica before Balkan Ruby one.
That's amazing.
Yeah. How much do we still have left?
Oh, no, we already ate it.
Okay.
We ate it throughout 1 year, maybe.
Okay. So, but because you had meetup, so that's great.
We had the meetup. So we started the meetup in 2017, maybe.
Okay.
We went to Balkan Ruby in 2017, but it was already autumn. So
okay.
We had another crazy idea. We started another conference called Partial Conf.
Okay.
It was about functional programming on the web.
Okay.
I was learning Elm on the time. Do you remember this language?
Yes.
It's kind of like Haskell, like
yes.
for the web. And I was able to, we were able to pull off this functional conference
okay.
for 2 years. And next year, in 2018, it was the first edition of Balkan Ruby.
Okay.
And it ran all right. It was pretty well.
Did the functional, I feel like every developer has this functional period where, you know, I want a new functional program. Did that pass on and they said, okay, I'm back to Ruby, I want to do a Ruby course.
In a way, but what stayed for me is like maybe the React way of thinking
okay.
for
okay.
UX design.
Okay.
Now.
Okay.
So I think this was helpful for me. And because of Ruby, we had like good contact with the Elixir community.
Yeah.
And we had Sasha Juric and Michal Muskova.
Okay.
So yeah, we had a good run with the Elixir. But
and like talking more about the local community, what are, I know, the biggest Bulgarian Ruby companies?
So I don't I work for one of those. I work for Dex.com. We are a product company and we are making software for accountants. Not necessarily accounting software. Not this one. We found our own niche where we can help accountants. And we make software for them.
Not accounting software for accountants.
Really, yeah. What we do, our biggest product is called Dex Prepare, and we do data extraction. So we try to automate the most error-prone, tedious, and boring work of the accountants, which is
okay.
inputting the, you know, client accounting data into the accounting system.
Okay.
So we are using machine learning. Before it was cool.
Okay.
No, we to extract data out of documents,
okay.
receipts, invoices, all kinds of documents. We can figure out the currency, the tax, the line items, everything, and input it into the system.
Okay.
So we used to have no humans to actually go through it and train our models, but now with the bigger models, we are using less and less, you know, human input.
Gotcha.
But we still need some to just be accurate, you know.
Gotcha.
Are you using GPT or Yama?
Not for our main work. We have our own custom models for
mm-hmm.
that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Proprietary AI.
yeah. So yeah, we do utilize some of the Archer models because it helps us get some results quicker because it reduces our training time. Like if
okay.
a training feature would take us like a half a year, it can now take us much less because bigger models. But yeah.
Regarding, I want to get back to the conference again.
Sure.
We haven't seen all the talks. We have, I think, three left. Which one did you like the most?
I always enjoy Borchardt's talks.
Okay.
I think his talks are very personal, very straight. How can I say it in English? They're fun and they're also
real.
Real, yeah.
Yeah.
You see,
yeah.
I was very interested about how he monetizes it. And
yeah.
He's a very very fun lecturer.
Yeah,
very fun speakers to be.
Yes,
to be
yes, yes, yes. And you said it right. Like those were like very cool subjects that he approached, and those are some issues there in the open source,
yeah.
right? But I am looking forward for next talk. I think everybody is looking for next. He should have some
something fun.
Something fun, yeah. Something to remember for us to remember the other talks as well. I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So this year we're running this business team. So I don't think that Balkan Ruby is a business conference. I think
yeah.
we are a Ruby conference by heart.
Yeah.
And it was like fun and games now. It was like a marketing trick, this business team. But I think it was it's very timely. It's very timely with the current market.
Yeah.
I think it turned out very well.
I think I was speaking with some other friends, like right now there are a lot of layoffs, and I think a lot of developers are now thinking, hey, maybe I got laid off. Maybe this is my, you know, kick in the butt to maybe start something, start a product. And a lot of people are interested in this business, in the business teams.
Yeah, I think it's very timely. I think
yeah.
it's very
yeah.
timely, and we have to be more focused now
yeah.
because of this, where we spent our attention to, like what kind of products do we build. And Ruby and Rails are especially suitable for like,
yeah,
indie developers, one man teams, like
perfect.
Radostock. You see, he built it all himself.
Yep, yes,
really
yep.
fucking good. But
yep, yep, yep. And he still has time to like make the talks and build the gems and everything. Yeah, that's
cool. Radu is a gem. I don't know if you've seen his talks, but yeah,
nice.
Yeah, I really like that some conferences specialize. For example, Wroclaw AB is like hardcore technical talks, and Vulcan is like. Between Ruby and business.
Yeah, I like to think that we used to be a bit more technical one,
okay.
but you know, since this is our first event in 5 years, Balkan Ruby started to happen in 2018, 2019. We were going to have an event in 2020, but you know, the world changed then.
Okay.
So COVID hit us. And we changed, the world changed. We grew up as people, we have kids now, and one of my kids has a disability, so we kind of changed, and our interests changed
yes.
as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think Balkan Room is kind of a reflection of us and the way we like to run the events. So now we were interested in business, who knows? Maybe next year we will run something else.
Yeah.
Well, this year we are not having the rail SaaS that we had in Greece last year. So this is like the substitute for rail SaaS for us.
The perfect replacement, yeah.
And you see, the first announcement, maybe for the show, we will run Balkanomi again.
Wow.
That's perfect. Expressivity. Cool. Well, thank you so much, Gennady. Thank you for having us. Thank you for forming this amazing conference together.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And looking forward to the next events.
Thank you. Thank you for
Thanks for watching, guys.
Thank you, guys. See ya.